You can also enhance your energy field with photographs, believe it or not. You may find it difficult to believe that photography is a form of energy reproduction and that every photograph contains energy. See for yourself by strategically placing photographs taken in moments of happiness, love, and receptivity to spiritual help around your living quarters, in your workplace, in your automobile, and even on your clothing or in your pocket or in your wallet. Arrange photographs of nature, animals, and expressions of joy and love in your environment, and let their energy radiate into your heart and provide you with their higher frequencies. You can also become conscious of the energy levels of your acquaintances and your friends and your extended family. You can raise your own energy levels by being in the energy field of others who resonate closely to spiritual consciousness. Choose to be in close proximity to people who are empowering, who appeal to your sense of connection to intention, who see the greatness in you, who feel connected to God, and who live a life that gives evidence that Spirit has found celebration through you. You can also begin to monitor your activities and where they take place. Avoid low energy fields where there's excessive alcohol, drug consumption, or violent behavior, and gatherings where religious or ethnic exclusion and vitriolic prejudice or judgments are the focus. Immerse yourself in nature, appreciating its beauty, spending time camping, hiking, swimming, taking nature walks, and reveling in the natural world. Attend lectures on spirituality, take a yoga class, give or receive a massage, visit monasteries or meditation centers, and commit to helping others in need with visits to the elderly in geriatric centers or sick children in hospitals. Choose to be in places where the energy fields reflect the seven faces of intention. Extend acts of kindness, asking for nothing in return. Anonymously extend financial aid to those less fortunate, and do it from the kindness of your heart, expecting not even a thank you. Pick up some litter and place it in a proper receptacle, and tell no one about your actions. In fact, spend several hours doing nothing but cleaning and clearing out messes that you didn't create. Any act of kindness extended toward yourself, others, or your environment matches you up with the kindness inherent in the universal power of intention. It's an energizer for you, and causes this kind of energy to flow back into your life. Be specific when you affirm your intentions to raise your energy level and create your desires. Written affirmations have an energy of their own and will guide you in raising your energy level. I practice this myself. There's a woman named Lynn Hall who lives up in Toronto. She sent me a beautiful plaque that I look at every day. In her letter, she says, "Here's a gift for you, written solely for you in an effort to convey heartfelt gratitude for the blessings of your presence in my life." That said, I'm sure that the sentiment is a universal one, speaking for every other soul on the planet who has experienced the same good fortune. May the light and love that you emit forever reflect back to you in joyful abundance, Dr. Dyer. And the beautiful etched-in soul plaque reads like this: Spirit has found great voice in you in vibrant truths and joyful splendor. Spirit has found revelation through you in resonant and reflective ways. Spirit has found celebration through you in infinite expanses and endless reach. To all those awakened to the grace of your gifts, Spirit has found both wings and light. I read these words daily to remind me of my connection to Spirit and to allow the words to flow from my heart to yours, fulfilling my intentions and hopefully helping you to do the same. As frequently as possible, hold thoughts of forgiveness in your mind. In muscle testing, when you hold a thought of revenge, you'll go weak, while a thought of forgiveness keeps you strong. Revenge, anger, and hatred are exceedingly low energies that keep you from matching up with the attributes of the universal force. A simple thought of forgiveness toward anyone who may have angered you in the past, without any action taken on your part, will raise you to the level of Spirit and aid you in your individual intentions. What follows is the final obstacle to making your connections to intention: your self-importance, or your ego. In The Fire from Within, a book written by Carlos Castaneda, he hears these words from his sorcerer teacher, and they go like this, quote, "Self-importance is man's greatest enemy. What weakens him is feeling offended by the deeds and misdeeds of his fellow man. Self-importance requires that one spend most of one's life offended by something or someone," unquote. This is a major impediment to connecting to intention. You can all too easily create a no match here. Basically, your feelings of self-importance are what make you feel special. So let's deal with this concept of being special.